President Bush is back in Washington after attending the Summit of the Americas in Canada. He says his administration will try to negotiate a hemisphere-wide free trade zone by the year 2005. Congress returns from its Easter recess this week, ready to deal with the president's program, but on its own terms. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The president wants to talk about education and taxes, so how does he find himself dealing with abortion this week?
Well, because Congress always has its own way of dealing with these issues as they come up. The House of Representatives has pretty much done what the president wanted, bringing up a tax bill first and passing it pretty much exactly as he wanted. The Senate has been balkier, mainly because of the person of John McCain in the Senate, dealing with campaign finance reform before it got to taxes and then changing his tax bill. But now the House is finally doing something that it feels is politically necessary, and bringing up this week the Protection of Unborn Children's Act, which says that if a child is killed in utero in some violent situation, that is a person, and the person who kills it can go to jail. Some very dramatic stories are being told of women coming into town and telling these stories of being beaten or attacked and having lost their babies, and the fact that the man who did it to them would have not gotten sufficient jail sentences in their terms. It is being hailed as the first pro-life vote, and we'll see what President Bush decides to do about it.
The president is approaching his 100-day milestone. How do you think he's done?
Well, he was much helped, in fact, by the shooting down the bringing down of the plane in China at Hainan Island. His approval ratings were running a little bit lower than most presidents at this stage in their terms, but they went way up as a result of his handling of that incident and as a result of the country rallying around. He has, however, on most issues, the voters say he's doing very well. The one exception to that is on the environment. And you saw yesterday, Earth Day, Democrats taking the opportunity to assail the president's environmental policies, because that came after a week of the president trying to announce several policies that were pro-environment, because both sides are seeing this as a problem for the president, as a place where the Republicans could be getting in trouble with suburban voters, upper-income voters, voters who should be normally their voters, and most especially with independent voters. So, aside from the environment, okay.
He had his first international summit over the weekend. How did he do there?
Well, again, that was a place for him, even though there was coverage only of the substance. Apparently, privately, he did quite well because of his Spanish, among other things. This was a summit with Latin American leaders, Canadian leaders, and his ability to really genuinely communicate with Latin American leaders was unusual for an American president and well received. Of course, most of the coverage was of the protests going on outside, and the real test of that summit will come when Congress votes on whether to give the president fast track authority on trade legislation, which is what he really needs to fulfill the trade agreements that were signed at the summit.
And he's bringing education before Congress this week.
Finally, this is the issue that George Bush ran on, saying it was his number one priority, and that he tried to make his number one priority coming into Washington. But again, the Congress got in his way. But it looks like he finally gets an education bill up. A compromise seems to have most of what he wants. Vouchers are not in it, but the president has signed off on vouchers not being in it because, as he says, accountability for the schools still is. So his pet issue finally makes it to Congress.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.